This is Mike Breed at the Warren Group bringing you our Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for August 2019. Last month, there were 3,474 single-family homes sold across the state, a 6.4% decrease from August 2018. At the same time, the median single-family home price rose 2.9% on a year-over-year basis to $280,000. Meanwhile, condo sales fell 10.1% on a year-over-year basis with 861 transactions, while the median sale price fell 4.5% to $170,000. Joining us now to shed some light on the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike.
So this marked the fewest number of sales in the month of August since 2015. What factors may have been holding back buyers last month?
Well, I think we just have to recognize the fact that the Connecticut real estate market is slow. The sales volume has been declining regularly now for 2 years, almost every month for 2 years. It's down 6.4% in terms of the number of sales in August, and it's down 5% for the year so far, the first 8 months of the year. Now, that's in contrast to the median prices. They've been rising consistently. It's been a gradual increase, but they have been going up. They were up 3% last month. They were up 2% for the year so far after the first 8 months, and they were up 3% last year. So the market's not tanking. It just doesn't have a lot of spark, and the number of homes that are actually selling are clearly down. Now, why is that? Is it the economy? Probably not. Jobs are probably good in Connecticut. Is it fear of recession, of a downturn coming up? That's possible. Interest rates? Well, I think interest rates are pretty low historically. Could it be the tax law changes? Well, that's a possibility. It's not quite as tax advantageous to purchase a home. And that may lead to the idea that some other forms of investment may provide better opportunities for gains. With median prices of real estate climbing 2 and 3%, perhaps people think that investing in the stock market or something else is more attractive. You know, I think that home ownership is perhaps less of a goal for people than it has been a decade ago. And it also could be some of the reason that the market is slow is could be pessimism about state or national politics or their budgets or perhaps the deficits that are being run up. But whatever of those factors are the real cause, it's just a fact that the market is not turning over as quickly as we've seen in the past.
Now, August condo sales saw the biggest year-over-year decline since 2010. What do you think contributed to the double-digit slide?
Well, I think condos just simply have limited appeal in the state of Connecticut. You know, the median price for a condo peaked way back in 2007, and that was $205,000. Right now, it's $165,000 for the first 8 months of the year. So that's a big decline, and over the last few years, it's just been simply flat. So the median price isn't rising, and the condos are not selling as much as they have in the past. You know, I think condos do their best in bigger cities that have a bustling nightlife. You know, Connecticut doesn't have that same kind of large city population where people go out in the evenings to walk to restaurants and entertainment and things like that. So it's that might have something to do with the lack of attractiveness of condos. You know, condos are really useful for first-time buyers and for downsizing empty nesters. And they have their place there, and I think that that's how they're being used in Connecticut. But there's just not enough glamour and buzz about condos to be super popular with other populations in Connecticut.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for August 2019. If you would like more information about The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.